Listening Library presents What is the Story of Anne of Green Gables? By Ellen Labreck. Read for you by Mia Hutchinson Shaw. To Jeff, Sam, and Juliet, thank you for exploring Prince Edward Island with me. E.L. With love for my mother, who introduced me to Anne Shirley. L.A.C. What is the story of Anne of Green Gables? In the summer of 2008, thousands of people arrived on Prince Edward Island, Canada, to attend an event called Anne 2008, a celebration of the 100th birthday of the island's most famous fictional resident. Many of the visitors wore straw hats with long red pigtails attached. The birthday celebration was in honor of Anne Shirley, the Anne in the title of author L.M. Montgomery's 1908 book, Anne of Green Gables. Anne Shirley is a smart and funny 11-year-old girl with red hair and freckles. She goes on many adventures, but is also happy getting cozy under a blanket with a good book. Anne is strong-willed and independent. We might say she shows the true spirit of girl power today. And she is loyal. Once she is your friend, Anne is your friend for life. And yet she has been around for more than 115 years. Anne has many fans and gains new ones every year. When the book starring the character of Anne Shirley turned 100, Prince Edward Island planned many events for those fans, including parties, horse-drawn carriage rides, and special readings of Anne of Green Gables. Across the island, tourists took photographs in front of Anne statues. They visited gift shops filled with souvenirs, including Anne t-shirts, mugs, calendars, magnets, dolls, and of course, books. Musical performances about Anne of Green Gables were performed every day. The farmhouse, named Green Gables, that inspired Anne's fictional home, welcomed a steady stream of visitors. Even though Anne 2008 is over, thousands of tourists continue to visit Green Gables every year. They proudly wear their straw hats to show that they are, indeed, Anne's friends for life. Chapter 1. Getting to Know Maud. Lucy Maud Montgomery was born on November 30th, 1874, in the town of Clifton on Prince Edward Island, Canada, about 250 miles northeast of Canada's border with Maine. She grew up to be called by her middle name, Maud. Her family lived in a small cottage. Her mother, Clara, and father, Hugh, ran a country store that was attached to their home. Soon after Maud was born, her mother became ill with tuberculosis. Tuberculosis, TB, is a lung disease that makes it hard for a person to breathe. Today, many countries have a vaccine that prevents TB. But when Maud's mother got sick, it was very deadly. Clara was only 23 years old when she died in 1876. Little Maud was just shy of her second birthday. Maud's father was saddened by his wife's death. He needed to work and didn't think he could raise a child on his own. He took Maud to live with Clara's parents, Lucy and Alexander McNeil. They had agreed to raise their granddaughter. Lucy and Alexander's home was about 7 miles from Clifton. Their farm was located just outside Cavendish, a seaside town on the northern shore of Prince Edward Island. Maud's grandparents owned one of the nicest homes in Cavendish. It was surrounded by cherry and apple orchards. The house also served as the local post office. It was an important place on the island. Hugh left his daughter with her grandparents and went to find work in Western Canada, far away from Prince Edward Island. Maud's grandparents were in their 50s. They had already raised 6 children of their own. They hadn't expected to raise another. They fed their granddaughter hearty meals and gave her a bedroom in their farmhouse. But they were very serious people. They did not show Maud much love and affection. Prince Edward Island. Prince Edward Island, PEI, is the smallest Canadian province. It is only 174 miles long and 40 miles across at its widest point. PEI is in the Gulf of St. Lawrence, near the Atlantic Ocean. Before 1997, PEI could not be reached by car. But that year, Canada completed the 8-mile-long Confederation Bridge connecting the island with New Brunswick, on the mainland of Canada. Only 164,000 people live on Prince Edward Island. They mostly speak English, but some speak French too. About 40% of PEI is farmland. The island is nicknamed Spud Island because it produces the most potatoes of any Canadian province. But PEI is famous for seafood too, especially mussels and lobster. Every fall, the island has the Prince Edward Island International Shellfish Festival celebration. Prince Edward Island is named after Prince Edward Augustus, the fourth son of King George III, who was king of Great Britain and Ireland from 1760 to 1820. Prince Edward was commander-in-chief of British North America when the island was named in his honor in 1799. Even though her grandparents were strict, Maud grew into a lively and imaginative child. She had two make-believe best friends that lived in a cabinet with glass doors. One was named Katie Maurice, and the other was named Lucy Gray. As a child, Maud spent much of her days outside. She loved to name the plants and trees. She called them Little Syrup, Spotty, Spider, and White Lady Birch. When Maud was six, she went to school for the first time. The schoolhouse only had one room, and children of all different ages shared the same classroom. When Maud started school, she could already read. With the help of her grandmother, she had been learning since the age of three. Maud loved stories and books. When she wasn't outside playing, she was inside reading. Her grandparents had a well-stocked bookcase filled with leather-bound novels. One of Maud's eventual favorites was Little Women by Louisa May Alcott. The story follows the lives of four sisters from childhood into adulthood. When Maud was seven, two brothers named David and Wellington, Nelson, came to live with her and her grandparents. During this time, it was common for friends and neighbors to take in children who needed a home. PEI was a small community, and everybody looked out for one another. The boys' parents had died, and Maud's grandparents had enough space, food, and money to care for them. The boys attended school with Maud and helped out with chores on the farm. Maud and the Nelson brothers became the best of friends. They built playhouses in the orchard and spent hours on the beaches, running in and out of the water. David and Well stayed with Maud's family for 4 years. Then they moved to a new home. The years spent living and playing with David and Well Nelson were the happiest of Maud's early life. Chapter 2. A Born Writer. Maud loved to write from an early age. By age 9, she kept a daily diary. She noted the weather and recorded events of her life. She also wrote poems and short stories. Maud's grandmother and grandfather sent her to bed at 8 p.m. every night throughout her childhood. Maud didn't mind. She devoted time to writing before going to sleep. As she sat at her desk, she looked out her window at the family orchard and the distant sea. In the summer of 1890, when Maud was 15, she left Prince Edward Island and traveled by train to live with her father, who is now living in the town of Prince Albert in the Saskatchewan province of Canada, thousands of miles from PEI. Maud was thrilled to reunite with her father. "Oh, it was delightful to see dear father again," Maud wrote. Oh, Canada. Canada is the second largest country in the world after Russia. It spans over 3,400 miles from east to west and more than 2,800 miles from north to south. It's made up of 10-
Sample complete. Ready to continue?